Right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. Hold on, y'all. With all this talk about making babies that we love to do, let's talk for a second about feeding those little miracles when they come. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company that started with a simple mission: make the best formula in the world. When chest feeding isn't an option, ByHeart's clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula is there for you. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk. Plus, ByHeart is made with certified clean ingredients and no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. And it's the only U.S.-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. ByHeart also happens to be clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit up, and softer poops versus a leading infant formula, which, trust me, you're gonna want. So tell me, you're curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code QueerFam for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi,
hello,
Jamie.
Hello, hi. Welcome to If These Ovaries Could Talk.
I'm Robin.
I'm Jamie, and we're your hosts.
And guess what? This is our special Mother's Day edition.
Yay! Mother's Day is coming up, we wanted to do something special. We said we have to have two moms, in here for a Mother's Day episode. So we've got two moms coming at you.
We do.
It's a great couple. They're kind of like the sexiest couple I've ever seen.
I mean, they're doing all right for themselves, those two.
But also...
They're beautiful. They're beautiful.
This one is a really special episode, too, because... Patricia, one of the women in the couple, is actually, mm-hmm. I call her my mindfulness guru.
Yes. I love that you have a mindful guru.
Well, she's the one that I always think, what would Patricia do here?
what's great about it for me is that I love the idea that we're going to have talk about like mothering and mindfulness and where it comes in relationship and parenting. Like, yeah. I don't know how much we all talk about that.
No. Yeah. And, Patricia actually teaches a class. It's called Intensati, and it's all about fitness with mindfulness.
I'm sure she'll say Intensati?
Intensati.
What is that like other language?
Intensity, I believe, is a Sanskrit word, which means mindful.
Oh.
And inten, I think it's intention. So Intensati.
But I love it. It's like a play on intensity.
It is, right?
I love a good double entendre.
Intensati. I'm sure she could go into it. But it's a class that I take religiously in the city where you do physical exercise, but it's mindfulness is incorporated into it.
Oh,
there are
God.
Positive affirmations.
There's chanting, isn't there?
Oh, it's my whole thing. Yes, it's the best. You leave class crying many times. You should all try it.
Sounds so fun, Jamie.
She's got a huge presence. She's online, too. You should check her out. But anyway.
Well, let's get them in here and mm-hmm. hear about mindfulness, mothering.
They're amazing. I love
them
both.
And Mother's Day.
Yes. Well, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Super excited.
Thanks for coming. We have Patricia and Kellen here.
Hello. Wow.
It's exciting. They're like a power couple.
I mean,
are we?
Yeah.
You did walk in the room a little like a power couple.
I know.
No, they're like,
I was intimidated by the sunglasses. Yeah. And by the way, I'm in my very best sweatpants for you guys.
Thank you.
Don't worry. I put on the clean ones.
I like it.
Guys, well, we want to start where we always start with everybody, which is like a little bit of the elevator pitch. So could you give us an elevator pitch of your relationship? Mm-hmm. Who's starting? Is it Patricia or Kellen?
The elevator pitch is our relationship was a surprise, I would say. And
not to me.
Not to you.
I wanted you. So.
To me, it was a little bit of a surprise and also a bit fiery in the beginning. And in good ways and in not so good ways. And then we found our flow. And I think now we're adjusting to mom life.
The mom life.
How long have you been together?
Mom life.
We'll be married 10 years in September. Been together 12 years.
Wow. Yeah.
My version is I saw her, I fell in love, and he's just like a Cupido. I just threw the little arrow and I said, you're going to be mine. No matter what.
Besides, she said Cupid there. Just like Cupido. A Cupid.
Cupido. Cupido.
That's the Brazilian version for
yes,
Cupid.
Because Kellen is Brazilian.
I am.
See, when I heard Kellen, I would have thought Irish, because that sounds like an Irish name, even if I've never heard the name before.
I know. I don't know what my parents were thinking about.
It's beautiful.
And she's half Japanese. So Kellen is just so unlikely of a name. Kellen,
I always wanted to ask, do you also speak Japanese?
Nihongo wa kanemasen.
Oh, my goodness. Nope. I don't know what you said.
No, I don't.
She said, no, I don't, but said perfect
Japanese.
But she's
in Japanese, so you speak a little bit.
So I'm going to give it to you.
A little bit.
Tell us about yourselves. And I know you kind of went into how you met and how it all began, but like,
I think that's a good story. I think
I want to hear it.
We should share, because it really was kind of magical in a way. And so I'll say from my point of view where I was when we met. When I met Kellen, I had not been dating for the last 5 years. When I was growing up, I dated men. And I was engaged. I had like seven years, like long relationships. And then I met a woman. I fell in love with her, and we were in a relationship for 7 years. Then we
7 years was your number.
7 years. We've passed 7 years, thanks God.
Woo!
Yeah, no, it's 7 years like is the number.
I was just kind of alone, but I don't know if anyone's shocked by that. It's fine.
Are you past 7 years now?
Yeah.
Great.
We're about 15.
Okay, so where I was my clock was ticking. And I was getting to this point in my life like, holy shit.
Yes.
Holy shit. Clock's ticking. When
you're afraid you're
going
to be alone forever, or it's about a baby?
A baby.
No, it was really about a baby. Mm. So now I'm like, nobody, nothing. I'm on Match.
So you're like putting it out there, but it's not coming back to you for the first time ever.
Big time. Hmm. And it's 5 years. I'm dating really like, it's just awful.
Dates are bad.
Dates are bad.
Were you dating men and women?
I was dating only men.
Oh.
So I was freaking out. And so part of what I do for a living is I teach spiritual fitness, which is how do we use those invisible parts of ourselves to create our reality. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, so I got to turn this around. Here I am walking through my life going, nobody's picking me.
Oh.
Where are they going to come from? Nobody loves me. Like, I must be too old now. I must have lost it.
Oh, you had a conversation.
Was like, it was real. Like, I was really, really freaking out. And so I decided to do a new trick, a new idea. So I wanted to change my perception of what I was doing and how I was feeling. So I said, okay, I'm going to act as if there's somebody out there that is feeling exactly as I am and who is looking for me, like really searching. There must be that person. So every day I would sit down and I
love this
because
she was looking for you, literally.
I would write down in my journal, I know you're looking for me. I know you're suffering as much as I am. I know it. And I just want you to know we will find each other. I know our crossroad path. I just want you to know when we meet, we're going to have a great life together. We're going to have kids. We're going to travel. And when we see each other, we will recognize each other immediately.
Really? You were visioning the crap out of this.
And I don't know what you, because I kept dating people and going, is that the one? On paper, it looks good. And I wanted the feeling, mm-hmm. right? I would say, and we will know each other and we will recognize each other immediately. So we can go over to Kellen.
So I was looking for somebody too. Like, I had just, you know, bought this amazing apartment in Weehawken, and it's a beautiful place overlooking Manhattan. And one morning, I just had my coffee, and I sat in the balcony, and I was, like, praying to God. Like, I want my heart to shine. I want to find love. I want to share this space with somebody. And I was just not happy.
Yeah.
I had a relationship. I wasn't a relationship, but not happy. And I was
You dating women before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So that morning, I literally was praying to God and took a photo because it was this beautiful sunrise. And when I came up inside the apartment, when I look at the photo, it was a perfect heart, red.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
That morning, I was like, I'm going to go take this class that my friend has telling me about, Intensati, like go take Patricia's class. And I was a member of Equinox for many years, and never took fitness class. But that morning, I decided to go. And I was I'm going to go take her class. I don't know who she is, how she looks like, if she's gay or not, nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to go take this class my friend is telling me about. So I walk into the class, it's packed, and I was like, what is this thing here? And there's barely a room, so I'm sitting, standing all the way in the back. And
she's very popular.
From out of the speakers, and I was like, wow. I fell in love. Like,
and you didn't even know if she was gay or not?
No.
No.
Fell in love the minute I saw her, and I was like, wow, you're going to be mine. And then she has a red marker and she draws a big red heart in the mirror.
Stop
and start
it.
Giving her speech about, you know, you can go your life from point A to B and this up and down. But if you know what you want, draw a line, go for it. And I was like, that's it.
Oh my
You're
God.
Mine. Bing.
Oh my goodness. She just did a bow and arrow for those of you at home.
Literally, I was like, I'm going to marry you.
Oh, my God. I love
my
this
heart.
Story.
Patricia had no idea.
No idea. So she comes up to me after that class, right? And so the type of class I teach is it's a class where you're activating these very positive states. You do, like, strong aerobic movements, but you're also speaking affirmations. And lots of times after class, people are very moved, right?
Sure.
They cry, mm-hmm. and they can come up to me like...
Not just because they pulled a hammy.
No.
They're just crying.
Just crying.
No, and they're just, like... She makes you cry.
Yes.
But like they come special. Up like, oh my gosh, like what just happened? So she came up kind of starry-eyed like that. And I just was like
just
patting her on the shoulder like, oh.
You had some feelings.
Yeah. So she said, she starts telling me about the picture. Oh my God, I took this picture. Then you do the heart. And she's kind of bumbling and fumbling. And I'm like, yeah. And then she shows me the phone and I see the heart. And I'm like, wow. Oh my God.
So I was doing a prayer from this book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, this woman is, the woman I'm looking for or the man is like, to me it was a woman. I changed, I crossed and I said woman.
I said woman.
The woman. She's perfect. She's, you know, spiritual. I love to follow where she leads.
Oh
so
my
that
goodness.
Was the line for
you were
the
just
run.
Both putting it into motion. And I love that. You know, Mary and I always say, like, if we had met 10 years before in a grocery store, we probably would have been like, that's weird. I just saw you in the ice cream aisle. That's weird. There you are in cheese. But then we would have kept going because we weren't ready for each other. And then when you get to a point when, like, you meet and that's the time.
Yeah.
You know?
You know
absolutely.
It. You know it. And so I was in Boston and I was kept walking out of the hotel that I was in, walking into the gym because I was going to go teach a class. And every time I walked out, there would be this window with a picture of this girl in the window with a big smile. And every time I walked by it, I would stop and I would look at the picture and I'd be like, what is that even an ad for? Why is there just a girl smiling? And then I'd walk to the gym and then I'd come back and I'd be like, what is this for?
Who is this lady?
Like, but it kept making me stop. I kept stopping
that
and
girl.
Going back and forth, going back and forth. That was over the weekend. Then that following Monday, I go back to teach and who shows up in my class.
Me.
So Carolyn shows up in my class that day, and she's a little early, and I'm getting ready, and she comes up, and she says, I have a gift for you. Your classes have meant so much to me. Mm-hmm. I'm a dentist, and I wanted to give you this just as a symbol of gratitude. Kind of. It was a teeth whitening thing.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Yeah.
But I open the bag, and I go,
no, stop it. No.
Oh, my God.
It's the face.
The product the girl was selling the window that I walked
That's
back
amazing.
And forth. And I did what she did when she had the camera and the photo. I was like, oh, my God. I was just in the mirror and the mirrors and the girls.
And now you're
and
bumbling.
Here and the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and I'm like,
you're
and
hooked.
Then if you guys don't like, know Kellen, it. But my nickname for Kellen is Lola. Because Lola gets what she wants. And she,
I was just listening to that song this morning at the gym. I'm not even kidding you.
I was just listening to it yesterday.
I had it on shuffle. I had my iPod on shuffle this morning, and that came on, and it was like what I finished my workout with this morning.
You see?
So Kellen is very clear about what she wants, and I was quite certain that the gift was more than a gift, but an opportunity. I knew it. You could feel it. She invites me to
her office.
You're
like, people don't just give you dental teeth whitening for nothing.
For nothing.
She wants to go out on a date.
So she says, hey, I'm having a party at my house. My family's in from Brazil. Do you want to come? And I'm like, I am going to walk into the lion's den if I go. So yes. I have to be very clear if I go. What message I'm sending because I just played a game with myself. If my friend can drive me, because she lives in Weehawken, if my friend can drive me, I'll go. If my friend can't drive me, I don't go.
Yeah. The universe is going to tell me to go
or not.
The
universe is going to tell me to go or not. So my friend said, okay, I'll drive you. Uh-huh. I'm dying. So I walk into the party, and it was funny, like, I open the door, and it's a beautiful apartment with the beautiful open windows that look over the city, and it was sunset and the light, and I just was like, wow, I want to live here. Mm. This is amazing. It was just like breathtaking.
Kellen's like, look at my house.
And of course, the first thing that happens, I walk in, she puts a glass of champagne in my hand, puts her arm around me. I'm like, I felt like a teenager, like, what's going on? Oh my God, I'm going to die. I was stressed. I was panicking inside. I was literally panicking. And then, like, I don't know, a few hours later, I'm talking to her sister.
Three glasses of champagne later.
Yeah, I was careful, trust me. Although she kept pouring. She comes over and kisses me on the neck, and I run. I leave. I dash. I take off. I am freaked out. So the next day we leave, and I'm teaching a class. She comes to the class. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I guess we got to talk. Let's go to the park and have a chat.
You kissed my neck.
Yeah. So, because now it was uncomfortable. Obviously, we crossed the line. She crossed the line. And so she's like, forget it. Can we just date? Like, come on. What is this problem?
I like you. Why can't you date me?
I love you,
Kellen. I love your confidence.
No.
I would have given up like ages before.
Ages. And I said no.
Oh. Says no.
I said no. I'm not dating women. I'm not dating women. And what happened, though, this was the key point. This was the magic moment because she asked me out. I say no. But what happens in me in that moment is, so we're talking about past relationships. We're sitting in the park. But there's this, like, avalanche of tears coming strong. I'm biting my cheeks. Like, I can't even. I go, I gotta go. I go home and literally just open the door to my apartment and fall in the kitchen floor and cry for 2 hours. A heaving exorcism of deep grief, like, that I didn't know was there. Hmm. I didn't know
what
was there.
What was behind it?
Well, the woman that I had dated for 7 years, which was really the person I felt like I had fallen in love with, cheated on me. Mm. And it was like the rug pulled out, like so far from what I would have ever expected from her. It devastated me.
Yeah. You weren't going
to
let that happen again.
Of my being. So in my mind, men didn't do that.
Yep.
And women did that. Right?
Right.
That was
so
the connection,
funny.
Right? Because I'm not that invested in men.
Yeah. Right.
So they can't do that.
Yeah, they can't hurt you
because you don't really care. So, and my whole life was centered around not being hurt, not being cheated on.
Yep. Yeah, everything. You can see that in
even
the
though
story,
I
yeah.
cheated on everybody, but I did because I was so afraid.
Right.
Yeah. So I was always playing it because I was so afraid of being hurt.
Yeah, hurt you first.
That was my MO. So I'm like, okay. So I'm about to go to the Hamptons to teach at this place in the Hamptons, and they're putting me up for the weekend. And she texts me.
And I was like, have a great trip, you know, enjoy your week there. And because, you know, my family was still here. Mm-hmm. And she answered, do you want to come with me?
What? You didn't go to coffee. You went to a weekend at the Hamptons. You're
look
like
at
all
you.
Answer,
yes.
Well, I felt safe.
Oh, you're like, bye, yeah. family.
She was. She sent her mom to like.
I said, Mom, do you want to go visit your friend in Boston? I'll buy your Accela trip, whatever. Go by train fast.
Sent That's her amazing. Sister somewhere else.
That's 3 hours amazing. Business class.
Yes.
But I kind of felt safe because I had said no. So I knew we could go and just kind of hang out was my thought.
Yeah.
So
no for me.
No
so
way.
We're driving up and we're chatting and we're talking. And I'm like looking at her differently and going, she's really interesting. Like our conversation is amazing. We're having a great time. We get to the Hamptons. We're in this beautiful place on the beach with this little house on the beach. We Full open home. A bottle of champagne and I literally don't even take a sip of the champagne. I have it maybe one sip and it's like, I don't know, like a veil lifted. And I look at her and I go, it's you? It's Aww. You? You're the one just like that. And it's a woman? And oh she goes... God. Yes, I've been trying to get your attention all this time. And it literally...
You said that out loud, not just in your head?
Not no, in my head.
She said it to her.
Yes.
And that was Kellen so goes, not yes. like
yes.
me.
It's me. I've been trying
You're
to
like,
tell
hey,
you.
Hey, yeah.
The lesson that I got was so deep and so powerful because I kept setting this intention. We'll see. We'll know each other. We'll know each other. We'll know each other. And then you say, well, why didn't I know her in the beginning? And it's because my heart was so closed. But though I will know you caused the release of the block, which then lifted the veil so then I could see her, which is such a profound, it was such a deep lesson
for me. But I would argue that you did know her in here, just it didn't make it up here.
Yeah.
And like something in here, because you went to her house, you kept showing up too.
He did,
you
for
know,
sure.
Even though
for
you kept sure. showing up and saying no, but you kept showing up.
For sure.
So it's interesting.
For sure. It was
you had
very
just
interesting.
Cut it off.
Yeah,
I was, like, I was very mental about the whole thing. So, but the thing that I said to her when we first started dating after like the fireworks and everything, I said, I just have to tell you one thing. I am having a baby and it's with or without you. I don't know if it's with you because I don't know if we're going to be together forever, but are you willing to date a woman who's going to start the process of wanting to have a baby? But in my mind, it's like, but it's my baby and it's
oh my
gonna
God.
Be like, you know, like I was protecting
you came in with a little
again.
Baggage, yeah. mama.
And I was like, I never wanted to have a baby. I don't want to have babies. I don't want to have child. I'm not into child. I don't have the desire to give birth or anything.
But what did you
wow.
say?
Yes.
She said yes.
You say yeah. You're like
after,
an improv troupe.
After
you're
7 months
yes and.
Trying together.
She says yes. So then we have, you know what it's like when you meet the one and it's
yeah.
at
yeah.
the first
yeah.
few
I'll
months.
I'll say anything.
You are just,
yeah, I love
heaven.
Baseball.
You're like,
I don't know anything about
heaven.
Baseball.
You're just like
I love baseball.
In the bliss.
Wait, I'm going to stop you right there because we did have that Mother's Day thing we wanted to talk about.
Yes.
But about the gift that Anne got you?
Yes, these amazing headphones. They're Studio.
Studio, right, yeah.
Never heard of them before, but Hi. They're awesome.
Hi, P.S. I have a pair of them also.
They're awesome, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, I have the tray, the ones that the little, they're like the sporty ones that sit in your ears.
Right, I have over-ear ones. They look cool.
And that's the Regent.
Also, mm-hmm. Yeah, the Regent. Mm-hmm. And they're also wireless, and they look good. And I have to say, like, I work out a lot. You know this mm-hmm. about me. And I go to the
and
gym
And Patricia's
now.
Class. Do you take them to Patricia's class?
I don't, because she plays her own music.
Oh,
but
right,
when
right,
I
right.
do my own workouts, it's always annoying to have the cord, and you have to hold the phone. I just put my phone on the bench now. I got nothing. I don't have to worry about a cord. I can walk away from my phone
I mean,
and
can I
do
tell
my
you,
weights.
Same
it's the best.
Thing. Can I tell you? So I have the little sporty ones mm-hmm. and they're like sweat-proof material.
Yeah.
And here's the beauty is that before that, like whenever I'd be on the elliptical or whatever, I would just like fling
yes.
my arms and my
and
phone
then your
would
phone
go
goes
flying every time.
Not anymore.
Nope, not happening.
Our lives are different now.
I'm
we love
I'm
them.
Loving these. So, mm-hmm. but listen, I wanted to offer a discount code to our audience if you're interested in getting a pair of Studio
What
headphones.
Is that discount code, Robin?
It's Ovaries Talk. And guess what? That's going to get you 15% off a pair.
So go get them.
Go get them.
We
Some
love
studios.
Them.
All right. Now let's get back to Patricia and Kellen. Tell us about the a sentence or two about your non-traditional family, like what's the makeup, and then you could tell us about, I mean, you, IVF?
Sure. IVF. So IVF.
What's your family?
Yeah. Tell us what you have.
Three girls, twins and a single. The twins are five, going to be six, and Olivia is seven, going to be eight.
Wow. Close together,
very
too.
Very close.
You meant 22 business.
Months, yeah.
Yeah, for someone who didn't want any kids, you got some.
Yep. At one point, we had three under three. Under two.
Under two.
Your heart. Yes.
Three under two.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, we... That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
I know you feel my pain.
What? The twin thing is...
The twin thing is
real.
You know, I was praying, and you know my prayers get answered if you haven't followed the story. And we got twins.
So you wanted twins.
I wanted twins. Oh. But this was before I had any kids, so...
You wanted the twins first.
Well, either way, I really wanted twins because, well, can we go back to that point?
Yeah, yeah.
Because she said, yes, I want to have kids, and yes, I want to get married. So I was on that side.
You're like, slow your roll with the marriage. I just want to make sure.
Exactly.
Let's keep dating.
Yes. Well, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So you're both so intentional in such different ways. It's fascinating.
I know. Well, so she says, yes, we're in the fireworks. We're having like the best time of our life. In my mind, I've met the one. I'm like letting my guard down. I'm like giving it all. I feel safe here. I feel she's giving it back. She invites me over to her place. We're making dinner. This is like a month or so into it.
Yes.
And exactly. She says, I have something to say.
Uh-oh. Oh. I said, it should be with a man. I don't think I want to have a baby.
Whoa.
After all that work, Kellen.
Yes.
7 years trying. I mean, 7 months.
Scared. I was like, I don't want to have a baby. It's not the real me. How can I lie to this woman? She's so real and
because you can't get around that. You have to be on the same page with kids.
She didn't want to get married either.
I was like, I don't want to have a baby. I really don't.
My beast came out. Like, I was so mad. How dare you break me down? I was so hurt. I was so mad. I was like, how dare you? You chased me. You pushed after me. You forced this, and now you do it. What kind of a person, kind of a human being are you? Don't you see what you've done? You've torn my heart out of my body. Is that who you are? Is that what you do? Like, I
Jamie, are you also envisioning their neighbors with like a glass to the wall and being like, this is good?
Oh my God. I let her have it.
Ooh.
And my I called my best friend and he was like, you did what? You broke up with Patricia?
I can't believe it.
Out of your mind? He said, I'm not talking to you. And I was like, you come and gotta help me here. I'm like devastated. He said, no, I'm not talking to you.
What?
You deserve this. I was just scared shit. I was like, I can't lie. You know, it wasn't in me. Like, I have to be honest at least, you know?
Yeah. How did you get over that?
Well,
We met up. We kind of like tiptoed back to have a conversation and said, okay, let's slow the whole thing down.
Yeah.
Let's not talk kids right now. Let's just slow the whole thing down and get back to, are we good for each other? But I do want to have a baby. And then we went to a whole nother journey because
and it was like, so marry me. I want to get married. Oh. If you want to have
This was months into. No.
Oh,
she's like,
Kellen,
I'm not having a baby with you unless we get married. I said, I don't want to get married. And we were a crazy mess. She's like, well, I'm not having a baby because then you're going to give all the energy to the baby and then I'm going to be left here. And I said, okay. Let's just reestablish.
Also, because you were clear too, Patricia, this is going to be your baby. Right?
I was in
I wonder
head.
If she is picking up on that a little bit, though. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like in your head probably comes out. Just sitting across from you.
just so you know, it all works out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, you got three kids. I hope so.
It's a big commitment, right? So, you know, if you wanted me to have a baby,
show me that you're committed.
Oh, it was so then we decide we're going to start trying to have a family.
So you got right away. So you get married.
So we get married, yeah.
And then you're like, let's do this. Yeah. We're going to have
and
a family.
And then I'm like, let's do this. We're going to have a family.
And Kellen, you were on board now.
I'm on board.
But she's not caring. She's not caring.
I'm not caring.
You want the turning point emotionally for you, though, was like, you're in it. We're going to be together. I'm going to do it for you or with you or...
Because I'm on your team now?
Yeah. We're together. We're going to have a baby.
I think the thing for who... I mean, we've never discussed this exact point. It's a good question.
Thank you.
But I think that... I think the marriage was probably the bigger deal.
For me,
than the kids.
Mm-hmm. for me, it was like, I want to get married. I love you forever and I want to be with you. So if you want to have a baby, I'm on board, but let's be together.
And that's that kind of sealed the deal.
Yeah.
And then you're on the same team and it's okay. We're on the same team. We support
and I
each
wanted
other.
To carry. Right. I was like, I don't care, but I'm not leaving this earth without carrying a child. Mm-hmm. There's, I'll carry a puppy. I don't care, but I'm carrying a child.
Please don't.
I don't know whose child it is. Like, I don't care. I will, because people, you know, people start saying, well, we started a process. It didn't work. We went to first. We went into turkey baster land.
Oh, you did.
Oh yeah. Oh. At least seven trials.
How old were you guys when you started? Can we ask that? Or is that too personal?
We can, but I don't know. I'll let Kellen answer.
38 and you were 43.
You can also lie and nobody will know.
Yeah. Yes. It's against my religion. Now I don't lie.
So she was 43.
Anne was 42. I was 42 when she had ours.
Well, we started at 43. Right, so. And then we started with a turkey baster situation, which was a disaster. We didn't know how to do the turkey baster part. And so Kellen's literally has a turkey baster trying to baste.
Oh my God.
And it's not coming out of the turkey baster. It's stuck. So she takes the edge off the
and I blow and it comes everything in my mouth.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
You know,
that's
all
amazing.
I want to say right now is you swallowed.
Yeah. Can you? I'm like, spit it back in.
It's still alive, I think.
It's dear God.
That is amazing.
Oh my God, my jaw.
So you had like one vial sent to you.
That was a friend.
Oh.
That was a friend.
Oh, so that was.
Yeah, so you got the fresh.
We were like trying.
Yeah, you can't do vials with a turkey baster.
You can't.
No.
Oh, yeah, because
remember? Because of that whole, yeah.
It was just a big, crazy mess, but it was funny.
But that's
very, very funny.
That's a good story.
That was funny. And then we picked a friend, and we literally would like go to his house. He'd leave it out the window, and then we'd get on the Vespa, and then we'd put it under there, and we're like, is that going to kill the eggs? If we're...
On the Vespa. For,
by the way, you can't get gayer than that. Then we got on the Vespa.
No, you can't get gayer than that.
The two of you on the Vespa.
Yep. And then we did that like how many times?
At least five.
Wow. At least. That went nowhere. And then we decided to go IVF. Mm-hmm. And we bought sperm. And then it just wasn't working. And literally after I did my first IVF try and it didn't work, and I was so upset. You know what the nurse said to me?
What?
It was devastating. What do you expect? Your eggs are old.
No.
Yes.
Bitch.
Not okay.
That is so nasty.
That was so bad. But it just was like, we got to change places because this is not going to work.
Because even if that were a fact, that's not how you deal with a patient. And that's no place
especially,
I want to be.
Can you imagine? I was, you know what? It was one of those things that pushed me out of that place to find the doctor that we found, which was, get this. I walk into this other place, which a friend of mine had told me about. I walk into his office. He has all the books I read on his wall, his affirmations on his doors. I'm like, okay.
You're like, and I'm home.
And here's yes. And the only thing that he said was, we said, I want to get pregnant. We just said this. And he said, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get you pregnant.
Yeah.
That was it.
It was like a coach.
It was like, that we're going to do that.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
However we're going to do that. Well, we'll just cut to the chase. My eggs did not come to the game. And Kellen did not want to carry. So I carried her eggs. And the first round that we did, she had so many eggs, we said, let's put some in you and put some in me and see who gets pregnant.
Did you do that? You did that?
Yeah, we did that. And
that
I actually
happen,
got pregnant and she didn't get pregnant, but then I miscarried that one. So that one didn't work.
So you got pregnant once and you miscarried.
And I miscarried.
And that was hard.
Oh my God. You know why? Because it was like, I'm such a...
Laughing because miscarriages are hard. I'm laughing at Jamie.
She's laughing at me saying that was hard. Yes.
Yeah, it was hard. And I was devastated. And I was sharing along the way with my class. And they were devastated. And I'm like, okay, no more sharing. I'm not sharing about this because I handle my disappointment and your disappointment.
Yeah.
No. So
I think that's why a lot of people don't tell they're pregnant in the beginning, because you have to tell everybody when it doesn't work out.
Exactly.
And then you have to like comfort other people when you're dealing with your shit.
And it's like a good rule to like tell people that you don't mind telling if it's not going to make it. That's, for me, that's what I did.
Right.
Because I had a miscarriage also the first time.
It's devastating.
Yeah, it really was.
Especially when you're trying so hard and then you're older and you're scared and all of these things.
Well, just like, and also work. Like, I think the nature of what we have to go through, how planned we have to be, how science has to be a part of it, how expensive it is. So when you do get pregnant, And like, I don't know, when I had a miscarriage in 7-8 weeks, it's that time when you just start to get your head around the fact that you're pregnant,
yeah,
like believing it. And then all of a sudden it's gone. And it's like, and then you have to go through the roller coaster again.
It's
yeah, tough.
It's so really, times. Really tough.
You went through 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. But what was interesting is, after the miscarriage, I made a deal with myself and I said, okay, this is how it is, mm-hmm, right? Either you're in the game or you're not in the mm-hmm game. And I literally said, I'm not going to give up until I'm 50. That was 7 years. So I'm going to handle any ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And when I'm 50, I will renegotiate. I'll like see.
With an option for 5 more years.
Yeah, we'll see. But it kind of gave me the ability to say, you know, this is a long-term situation, mm-hmm, and I'm mm-hmm gonna have to not freak out every time it doesn't work. Otherwise, right, I don't get to play this game. Like, I can't be in this game. And
so it did work. You got pregnant.
So it did work. I got pregnant. And then we were really talking like, we can't just have one child. I'm one of 11 kids.
What?
And my family's in California and her family's in Brazil. And we're like, we're older parents. We can't leave this yep child without yep a sibling.
Alone. Right.
Mm. Yep.
And then
we were with the same ages and the same conversation too.
Yeah. It's like you just have a different view. And I was like heavenly pregnant mother, like I was in literally heaven bliss. Like
my face,
everything about my life was beautiful.
I wanted to
and
be you.
Magical.
I did.
Oh,
wasn't.
I actually, you know, I obviously people at home know that I take Patricia's class because you know I talk about this kind of stuff all the time. And I would come to Patricia when I was pregnant. I don't like it. I want to like it. You have to help me like it.
I remember seeing you pregnant.
So yeah, cute.
She made it like so it easy. That, you know, when she's she like, came with that conversation, let's have another baby. And I was like, I'm going to try.
She's
wow. Like, really?
That's a total turnaround. Huh?
I know. I was a little sad because I kind of wanted to carry the second one too. But she was like, I'll try. I'm like,
okay. All
right. Fine if you want to do it.
And then I tried. You know, it didn't happen the first time. And
did
second
you go
time,
back to the same doctor?
Yeah, same doctor.
We'd
yeah
love.
So I did 3 more cycles to get pregnant. So. Mm-hmm.
And then twins.
And then twins. And then she was like, do you have to be an overachiever in everything?
That's so funny.
Oh, you're jealous. I love that.
I was because I loved being pregnant.
Did you yes also love being pregnant?
I didn't mind.
That's you there know, you go.
But she was like, she said you did false advertising. Yeah. You made it look so
you
easy.
You are like 1 in 100.
I oh think there's a lot of people
you
who love it.
Everybody I know can't
now
stand
those
it.
Now people bother me because I didn't. And I really thought I was going to love it.
I really thought I was going to be Mother Earth. I yeah thought I was going to be like rubbing my belly all the time.
No. I was like, and don't touch my belly.
I know. Oh, I loved it so much. I really
to
did.
To me, it was just, you know, anything.
A means to an end.
Yeah.
But so exactly
she did great, though. She
take us to the moment you guys learned it was twins.
Yeah, and let's talk about twins.
Oh,
though
this was interesting because Callan was seeing this acupuncturist to kind of help things along, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Acupuncture is always a great way to when you're having trouble too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. And we have this amazing guy, super amazing, and he was working with her a lot. So the deal was right after she did the, what is it called?
Insemination.
Insemination.
The transfer.
The transfer.
I know. I was like, I don't know.
It's not yes insemination.
There's the retrieval and the transfer.
Right.
Yes.
So right after the transfer, she went to go see mm-hmm Noran, and
he just checked my pulse, and he was like, you're pregnant.
What?
You're twins.
No.
What?
You have twins? And I was like, no way. He said, yeah, come back, you know, if I'm wrong, but yeah.
He said, I think it's two girls.
Two girls.
What?
He just said it.
What?
Yeah.
You know, a psychic told me one time I was going to have two girls.
Was wrong.
Was wrong.
I was like waiting for those.
It wasn't an acupuncturist, though.
No, it was a psychic. I know. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and not only that.
Remember like the part where we told you our podcast was circuitous?
Like, that's right.
Here we are.
Because of me.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
And he anyway said, you're going to have an easy pregnancy, but come back before you give birth, like, you know, 2 weeks before or so, because I want to check again.
Uh-huh.
And I came back and he checked and he was like, okay, baby B doesn't even let me get close. Tell the baby it's okay to get near. This baby has a lot of compulsions and, you know, it's going to be this and that. And he's cleaning the aura, you know,
oh my God,
until the baby is 18 years old. And yeah. So
and it was really funny because he was like, baby B wants to come out first.
Yes.
And baby A, but it's baby B can come out first.
Yeah.
But it's so funny like, because in their energy, you could totally see.
So he was right on about their energy?
Completely. So right on. So
that's
right
amazing.
On.
Wow.
Yeah. Completely right
like
on.
Like baby B, Stella is so compulsive, you know. She bites her nails. She's very active. She's like very...
Very fiery, very strong, very forceful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And baby A is like... tiny little
yin and
small.
Yang, right? It's yeah. very
one's very dark, yeah. one's very light, one's blonde, one's brunette, one's
which
amazing.
One's the fiery one?
The blonder
the
one.
Oh, okay. Stella. Yeah. Well, it's in the hair. It's in the hair. Yeah.
It, the hair fiery suits hair. Her very well. She has kinky, curly, blonde hair.
They both
hair.
Have just beautiful hair. I've seen yeah. pictures.
Has yeah. there did you have any issues with the twin thing, or is it just like you don't it's your normal? Like it's what you know.
Well, when we had Olivia, Olivia didn't start, she's the older, she didn't stop crying since, and I couldn't, it was interesting because I couldn't even comfort her.
Uh-huh. I had this with my daughter.
I was devastated.
It is the hardest thing in
but
the world.
But you didn't give birth to her.
Right, right, yeah. Neither
so
one
I
of
thought
us could.
Since I gave birth, right. I got that right.
Right.
I'm breastfeeding. I'm the one that's going to be the number one mother. Mother yeah. number one. Because oh. when you have two moms, as you know, it's yeah. very different.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So she cried, literally cried for a whole year. And only Kellen could comfort her.
Oh, it you could actually comfort her.
Devastated me.
I was going to say, that had to be heartbreaking.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
Because so like, my kid was like hard, but it was like for everybody. So then same thing for her.
For nobody could comfort Rose. Yeah. Nobody.
But so to have nobody. Like it worked for one of you, that
bouncing
had to be really
on a
hard.
Ball with her, she would only fall asleep in my arms.
Actually, wow. The one thing that would comfort Rose was Beyonce's Halo.
Stop it.
That
I
was
love
it.
Love that.
We played Halo like it was our job in that house.
Do you have like that's PTSD funny. For Beyonce now?
Well, every time Halo comes on, I get that like, you know, oh my God. Yeah, but that must have been hard.
Yeah, that was hard. And so we were, when we had twins, we're like, how are we? Because we thought this was going to
be
normal.
Yeah, they're right.
So we got a baby nurse. We said, we can't handle it. We're going to have a baby nurse.
We
She's going to sleep through the night. She's
nighttime
gonna
nurse.
Put the kids yep. on a schedule and you'll be able to
You were
to
scared.
Sleep.
PTSD.
And we were
scared.
No, I'm telling you, it was nobody could hold her. My family couldn't hold her. Hardly anybody could hold her. And we just. She couldn't be in the car seat.
Oh my
God.
We had the same experience.
We never took her out of the house for 2 years.
Yeah, it was so hard to bring her anywhere. You never knew, right? Like
never
a ticking time bomb. You never knew.
One day she wanted me to come to her teacher training and bring the girl, and I was with Olivia in the car, and she was crying so much. I crossed Lincoln Tunnel. I stopped the car, and I was like shaking. Yes. I said, yeah. I have to go home.
I'm yeah, like, no, I'm just no.
Especially your first one.
Yes. Yeah,
well, they
because
come
you
out,
don't know any different. Then
this is, we talked about this in an episode. They come out how they come out.
Yep,
they come out those little people. That's the one thing I've learned from being a mother. I am the kind of mother I am because of the kind of child I got.
Mm-hmm.
She True. Determined the kind of mother I would become.
Oh my God. It's
you know? Just, and yeah. I thought I was going to be this like zen mama, just hugs and kisses and
perfect
naked babies
everything.
Running around. And it
she
is not that.
All kinds of wrappers to carry
yes.
a baby.
Oh, and no.
I wanted the baby
We're gonna be
just
attachment
on me.
Parents.
Yeah.
I was just
going to
walk
yeah.
everywhere. I was going to go teach class yeah. with the baby. Uh-huh. I was going to go grocery shopping. We were going to be the best buddies.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
I
isn't
was
that
crushed.
Everything about parenting? And I think it's interesting because we're doing our mothers. This is our Mother's Day yeah. episode that like all the whole problem with parenting is when you have an idea of how you think it's going to go.
Big problem.
I find all the time of like, I want things how I want them because I'm also a little bit of a strong personality. And when I'm pushing and when I want them how I want them, it's always in my face.
Yeah.
And Mary's
Disaster.
Like so the opposite of me. And she's always just like, if you just could like back off, it might. You know, and I was just like, well, now I'm all in. but I have to then like readjust for the next moment because it's.
Oh, we're the same.
Yeah.
We're the same. We are. But we're a good tag team in that too because we learned early on, like if things are getting too hot, like.
Tag it out. Tag it out. That's
go
Anne
ahead.
And I too. Tag yeah. team.
I
tag
gotta
it out.
Go. I need a break.
In the middle of the night when in Rose's first year. One of us would be in the living room with her. She had been screaming for maybe an hour. The other one would just come in, give her to me. Give her to me.
Yep.
Go. Give her to me.
That's
you know, when
we're lucky
like,
we have two
and you
moms.
Had to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can't
I think
imagine.
That comes with the two mom territory.
I mean, I'm sure there are guys that would
I'm
do
sure
that.
I'm sure there are some dudes that do it.
It's very different. I think it's, you know, I have a wife.
Yeah.
She has a wife.
We don't have and to a have wife set is roles.
Different than a husband.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But like for you guys, how did all, we've said a little bit about it, but how'd this all pan out? Like, are you 50-50, would you say?
Well, the twins came and they were angels.
Right. That's my son.
They slept through the night. Oh, they never cried.
My son never
They
cried.
Just super, and we're like, why are we paying this nurse? Like, we're like...
And now you have
we
three,
let her go
and
early.
You're like, we don't need you.
$1,000 a week? Give yeah, me we let her yeah. back. Go home.
Yeah, we took over, and you know, now they're much more rambunctious, obviously, but it was really rough. You know, it's really rough going from not being a mother to being a mother. It's
a new normal.
So rough in so many ways.
You're in the trenches. You are in the trenches.
You know, and people try to prepare you and they say, but there's just no preparing. Nope. There's just no preparing because...
And twins is a whole different game.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh. Yeah. And there's still difference.
Well, it's
and
like then you just have a lot of people now in your family.
Well, then they all got... They would fight, right? And all fight for her.
Oh.
All and I would try and to take like, one. Oh, my God. No. All three. One on a boob, one on a boob, one on the lap, one fighting. Like.
And you breastfed, Kellen?
Yes.
Both the twins you breastfed?
Yeah. For a short period.
Yeah.
So that was super hard because now I'm upset.
Yeah,
because now I'm out of
like, I'm here.
She's upset because it's too torture much. To too have much. Three pulling, screaming, and fighting over you.
Yeah.
And just like the level of stress was so high. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard. You know, eventually they grew out of it a little bit. But I was kind of like you, like I am determined not to be like the side parent
not
over
happening.
Here.
Yeah.
And I actually, that's what led me to... A big decision was to when I stopped teaching at Equinox was because we had a nanny. We had someone who was doing, you know, the pickup, the drop-off, the feedings, the bedtime. And I was like, no, I need that job. I need those kind of the really basic things. That's the part I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a total lifestyle change. And I just said, I'm taking over this piece.
Good for you.
And it worked.
And it worked. So that's where we should get into this whole mindfulness thing, because you are the mindfulness guru in my life, at least, Patricia.
So my life too.
Oh my gosh.
I always go through, like when I said this earlier, but when I'm yelling at my daughter, I think in my head, what would Patricia do right now?
Oh my gosh.
So I think that you're the one to ask, but just tell me that you mess up all the time and it'll make me happy.
Well, I'll tell you, I really did think I've got skills. I'm going to be handling
I have life skills.
I meditate.
Yeah.
I do affirmations. I can vision.
I'm going to teach my little children will be meditating.
I'm going to teach my kids to meditate.
I picture your three kids meditating with you guys.
I do too.
I do. Like I have this whole fantasy of what your life is like at home.
That was my fantasy.
Uh-huh. Right. So maybe I'm just seeing your fantasy.
Oh, dear God. But you know, that happens and you realize your skills need an upgrade. Because my skills just needed a major upgrade. I was losing it all the time, crying all the time. Mm-hmm. Like it just was not good. Not good. I had to up my game.
What? How did you do that?
Yeah, how'd you up your game?
Because I'm sure as a Mother's Day episode.
We all want to enjoy Mother's Day this Sunday.
A million mothers out there who would like to up their game.
First of all, we went to therapy.
Uh-huh.
Because
couples or individuals?
We're in couples therapy.
Because we didn't know how to relate. Because I'll tell you, I am the sideline driver, and I like it. Mm-hmm. Kellen's super strong. She likes her way, and I like her way. So I go her way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're a perfect match.
You're like a silent power force over there.
No, beyond. But I like the second seat. Mm-hmm. I'm super okay with that. She likes to decide what things are going to look like. I'm like, you have great taste. Do it. Like all of that. Well, the kids come into play. I'm not a sideliner.
Oh, you have
anymore.
Opinions now.
I have big, strong opinions. And so this breaks the dynamic that's used to happening. And I have strong opinions. And I don't like how she's doing certain things.
Oh.
And she doesn't like how I'm doing certain things. Now we have a major explosion.
Now we have two tiger mommies.
Now we have two tiger mommies. And I go, we got to get into therapy because we need some outside help. Because I think I'm right, and I think you're wrong, and she thinks she's right. You know, so
this is parenting.
This is when I wish we had cameras because you see Kellen's face making like a "Are you though?" face.
Kellen just gets what
so,
she wants.
And we're both very fiery. So we went into therapy, and the one thing that the therapist told me that was super helpful was you don't want to neuter the other parent. Oh. You've got to let the parent, if she doesn't do bedtime the way you do bedtime, they need the options. If she doesn't have the same desire to have meals this way or this that way, and you can't neuter the other parent. They're going to see both ways.
Right.
It's a good thing that they see both ways.
Yep.
And it's okay. It's okay to have two different opinions. That made a big difference for me, because although I still push for my ways and we're working, you know, we actually have a good conversation, because we always start a conversation saying, listen, we know we agree on one thing. We want to be better parents and we don't have to be right. We don't have, and I always say, I don't have to be right about this, but I want to bring this conversation up, and this is what I want to talk about. This is the way that I think, and we always affirm, which I think is so very important, and you got to like get out of the hot-headedness. Mm-hmm. Never have a conversation when you're hot-headed. Never, never, never. Like, just wait. And so we often say, listen.
So hard to pause a fight.
It's
so hard.
You just try not to start it. If you have something major you want to say, you save it. You just save it for the right, because timing is everything. Mm-hmm. And then we'd always say, you know, you're a great mother. I know you're a great mother. I know you care. You're a great mother. And this is what I'd like to talk about.
Not but.
And this is what.
However. Yeah. You can see how that negates the compliment. Yes.
However, no, you can't say.
That's what I'm saying. It negates the compliment. Yeah.
And you know, that takes practice too.
Sure.
And it takes a real desire not to escalate something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not to want to just be right.
Right. Yeah.
But you've got to
That's by the way, with the kids too. When I'm in trouble with the kids is when I want to be right. Yeah. And that was a very tough lesson to, especially like with Maxine. I'm pointing because she's in the other room, but she will say black and I know it. The answer is white. And it's like, why can't I just let her have that the sky is yellow? Like, why do I need to be right? And whenever I do that, I'm being a turd. And it's like, and no good's going to come from it. I'm going to squash her individuality. I'm going to squash, but it's very difficult for me to not want to be right.
Right.
It's very difficult. And that's why parenting evolves us.
Yeah. So
because
much.
Because we care about them so much. And I always say, you know, parenting brings out the best and the worst of you.
Oh my God, it does.
Oh, both. I can't believe both. The places it takes me to.
Oh, I can't believe the places it takes me to. Like I, if there was a camera and my students saw me, sometimes I'd be like,
oh, our therapist so says it takes you to your growth edge.
Yeah, well, it takes you to that growth edge and then beyond it. And then you're like, oh, God, I need to do some work.
I don't recognize myself.
It's so...
I can't believe how angry I just got.
Well, some of it, too, you're exhausted. Yeah. There's, like, all these people. I mean, it's like finance is a job, a world, and you're trying to, like, steer a giant ship.
And we're trying to do it together, which in some ways is even more complicated, because I think I'm definitely guilty of, like you said, neutering my
spouse. Oh, I'm neutering all over the place. I'm going to go home and make some major apologies.
I'm saying happy Mother's Day to you right now, Anne. I'm going to stop neutering
you. We love you. We're sorry.
We love you.
But it's super helpful. And there was another woman that I went to go see at some point, and she said, you know, I went in and she was saying, you know what, I just want to say that when you get angry, or when either of you get angry, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Anger is just an emotion. It's okay. It's okay for them to see that and hear that. And it prepares them for the world. Like, because I'm always like, you can't get angry. We've got to be kind. We've got to be cool. We got it. Like,
and they're going to pick up on the fact you're really mad. That's the thing. It's not real. Exactly what you just said.
It's not
and they
real.
Can tell the energy.
Hide it.
Oh, listen, I can't hide it. No. I do not hide it by any means. I thought I was going to be a Mary Poppins mom.
Yeah, no.
I really did. No, I really did. I really wanted the Mary Poppins life, because I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I didn't want the chaos that I grew up in. Yep, I didn't want the fighting that I grew up with, and the screaming and the yelling and the blah, blah, blah. And 11 kids.
Had to be chaos in your house.
No,
it had to be.
Massive, major chaos. And I didn't want that. And I realize now, like, that's just life.
It's chaotic.
Yeah.
That's just life.
Parenting is chaotic. I mean, you have to just accept that.
Yeah, but chaotic is good too. That's the only place you can grow. Because so everything is nice and fluffy, you're not going to learn anything from it.
It's tough. This mothering thing is no joke.
It's no joke. No. I always say it's like someone made you be the CEO of a company that you never wanted to be the CEO of, and you have no skills of being a CEO, and you have no choice.
Yeah.
And you've got to make
it. You really don't
know
where this company is headed.
No.
Can't go bankrupt.
Yeah. Right. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, is there, but before we wrap up, is there anything either of you would like to say to mothers out there for Mother's Day? Is there any?
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes.
We're praying for you. We know it's hard.
My answer is always like, I never wanted to be a mother, and it's the best gift that Patricia will ever, ever aww. Give it to me. So that I can never repay you.
Oh,
so, makes me cry. Love. I'm crying.
Oh, you see,
true. But it's
that's
true.
Why I always say, what would Patricia do? What would Kellen do? God,
but it, but so it's good. True, and that it's okay. Like you just try to do better, but it's got to come from you being kind to yourself. You mm-hmm. can't be kind to your kids if you're not kind to yourself.
So
and
true.
I can beat myself up a lot. I mm-hmm. should be better. I should be kinder. I should and torture myself. And then the level of guilt gets so high, mm-hmm. which then makes me be more stressed. And I'm not a better parent in any way. Mm-hmm. So we got to always just say, listen, I'm doing the best I can. Mm-hmm. We got to be kind with our partners. You got to be kind with your partner. Validate. Look at what's going right. Point out what's going right. Because you got to be a team. You can't. Cannot be a team mm-hmm. because you'll just feel devastated every it's single true. Day.
It's what true. Would you say to the moms, Jamie? Do you have one?
No, I'm riffing on what Patricia's throwing down there. Like, you know, we
Jamie
with the vernacular. We have to, I think, give your partner some love.
You
give
your partner some love.
I have to. I'm not good at it. I need to give my partner more love, and I think we all could use a dose of that. So
everybody works better under love. Yeah.
I would say we should all remove the shoulds. What we should do, mm-hmm. what we think we should have done, should do in the future.
So good.
Because I think that if we could get rid of that, then it's just like you did what you did. If there's a mess, clean it up. If there's not, go forward.
Yeah. I would like to say one more thing too, which is something that I was thinking about today. Last night I was alone. Kellen was at a course and the girls were being girls. They had all their toys out and they were fighting and they were screaming and they were mommy, 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 like every 5 seconds, mommy, mommy. And I felt my blood starting mm-hmm. to boil. And I was in the laundry room and I shut the door and I just said, they're being kids. Kids are being kids. That's all kids can be. And they're being kids. They're being perfect kids right now. The problem here is I want them not to be kids. I'm the crazy person. They're not the crazy person. Let the kids be kids.
Yeah. Mm.
That's profound.
Well, I mean, this has been a fantastic conversation.
Yes.
Thank you guys for coming in and just like sharing your story.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I loved all of it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did too. I mean,
God, I go home and hug people. I love
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Go home and hug your kids.
Started with a heart yes. and look where we are. Look at that.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Thank been you. A blast.
Ooh.
Blows your mind.
Oh my God, that was intense, mm-hmm. but in the best possible way.
Yeah.
I love those two.
Yeah, you said you got goosebumps.
I did.
Yeah.
Their story's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You can just feel their love.
Yeah, they're good. They're good people. That was
I'm
good.
Glad they came by.
Me too.
Well.
Speaking of great conversations.
Oh, yeah. It's time for our listener segment. This is one of our new listeners, Lexi, and she got us on the Spotify.
Mm-hmm, which is great, exciting. We're all over the place.
Yeah, and she has something that she wants to say about our show. Let's take a listen.
Hey, guys. My name is Lexi. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I started following you guys for so many reasons. I think you guys just kind of cover so much of my life that's relevant. But the episode that I really, really loved was the Hard Kid episode. It brought back so many memories of when I was fostering my child. She was 3 at the time, and she was obviously going through 3-year-old baby things, but she was also dealing with being in foster care. I would say that she was very much raging and emotional and just going through so much. And like I said, I was single at the time, and I, you know, didn't have somebody at night to bounce things off of, or, you know, try to reason if I'm a good mother or not, or did I do the right thing, or in my case, am I screwing up someone else's kid even more? It really was a terrifying time for me and for my daughter. But I'm very happy that you guys did that episode. I think it's a really good topic to discuss without shame. But I do want to say that it totally gets better. Every kid goes through their thing. And in my case, I did finally adopt her 5 years later, and she's 8 now, and she's an amazing kid, smart as can be, and it took some time, but she really grew into this beautiful little person, and everything difficult we went through was so worth it. And again, I just want to say thank you guys. I love everything you guys are doing. And even aside from just this episode, I've listened to you guys. I've gone from being a single straight person to a very committed person in a lesbian relationship now, and you guys have touched on that in other episodes. You guys are so different, and I love it. So thank you again.
Okay. I like that, Lexi.
Me too.
And I'm not just saying that because she loves us.
Well,
maybe just a little bit.
I'm sure she's awesome.
Hey, if you guys have anything that you'd like to say to us, please record a voice memo. Yeah,
email
you can
send
ovariestalk@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear it. Maybe we'll include you in an upcoming episode.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of upcoming episodes, we are about to take a 2-week break for Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Because we deserve it. We did not take a spring break.
No.
We haven't taken any breaks.
No, and you know, part of the reason why I'm taking this little break is because we're just finishing up renovations on our apartment. It's one of the Mother's Day gifts we've given to each other. Because as you know, we live in New York City, and we live in a teeny tiny apartment.
Oh my God, it's tiny.
It was a one bedroom, and we have converted it to a 2-bedroom. And I got to tell you.
Do you have like a good dude?
Yes, I have to talk about him because I love him. And if you live in the New York area, he might even travel. I don't know. His name is Sean Carlson Perry of
Sean Carlson Perry Interiors and Architecture.
Yes.
That name just rolls right off your tongue, doesn't it?
And he did an amazing job. It looks so good, and it's making our space so functional. It's beautiful.
He's great to work with. I've seen the beginnings of what he's done how much of it he's done so far. Like, it's been smart what he did with your apartment.
It's so smart.
Yeah.
Also, he's a good guy because he has also worked pro bono at the Elie Fournier Center.
I just saw his website, scpdesign.com.
Yep. Check him out. He's awesome.
Excellent. All right. So speaking of checking out, get us on the social, Twitter at ovariestalk.com, Instagram.
Ovaries_talk.
And we're on the Facebook at iftheseovariescouldtalk.com. Just if these ovaries could talk on Facebook.
Yeah. Check us out. We're there. We're always around.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a really good one.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
Let's have like a eggs.
Ovaries.
Mother's Day. Out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.